From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Cheryl Corley, in for Farai Chidea. Today, we begin our show with music. The song is I Feel Like My Time Ain't Long by the dynamic Dixie Travelers. Lead tenor Harry Holt died at the age of 67 from prostate cancer. His daughter, Sheila Holt Orsted, is alive, but her life has also been ravaged by cancer. In fact, Sheila's mother, sister, an aunt, and several cousins have all battled the disease. Now she's charging that officials in Dixon County, Tennessee, knew her family's well water had been contaminated by chemicals that could have caused their cancers. In a lawsuit, she accuses the county and state of environmental racism. Sheila Holt Orsted's attorney, Matthew Colangelo, of the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, insists they have the evidence to back up their case. Colangelo and Holt Orsted recently joined us from NPR's D.C. headquarters, and Sheila says her roots run deep in Dixon County.
My family dates back to the 1800s. After being released from slavery, the black residents in that area migrated to that area. And until the last few years, it has been integrated. When I was growing up, it was a mostly black community. And just the last 2 or 3 years, it's now predominantly a white community.
Matthew, as I understand, the chemical that we're talking about is called trichloroethylene, commonly known as TCE, also a degreaser, as I understand. How does it factor in this lawsuit that you filed on behalf of Sheila and her family? And secondly, why are you accusing the state of Tennessee and Dixon County of discriminating against the Holts?
TCE factors into the lawsuit because it is the most dangerous of the chemicals that has contaminated the groundwater that supplies the well for the Holt family. TCE was dumped at the landfill for a period of over 20 years, and during that period of time leached into the groundwater and contaminated the drinking water for the Holt family. As to your second question, the Holts, as you mentioned, have filed a civil rights claim. And the basis of that claim is that when the county and the state first learned that the groundwater in the area around the Dixon County landfill was contaminated, they notified adjacent white property owners as soon as they knew. The Holt family, by contrast, was sent a letter that read, "Use of your well water should result in no adverse health effects," despite readings of over 5 times the EPA limit for TCE in groundwater. And it wasn't for another nearly 10 years before anybody notified the Holt family that they were drinking water that had been poisoned.
When exactly were white residents of the area notified, and when a decade later were the Holts notified?
The Holts received a letter in 1988 and another one in 1991. Both of those letters said that their water was safe to drink. However, both in 1988 and 1991, the relevant agencies and local officials knew that their water was contaminated. Several years later, some tests were done on the well water and surface water of a number of other property owners, 1993 and 1994. Immediately after those tests were done, those property owners were taken off of their well water and put on the municipal water supply. Now, it wasn't until the year 2000 that the Holt family was notified that their water was also contaminated.
Mm-hmm. And according to the state records, some of them were notified within 48 hours.
I want to ask you about that, Sheila, because you dug up what appears to be incriminating evidence in this case yourself. How did you go about doing that, and did you have any idea originally that it may have been the water from the family well that was causing all the illness in your family?
Originally, there was no reason to believe, because the state and the local government had told us, we had letters that said that it should not cause any adverse health effects.
Mm-hmm. How close is the dump to your home?
From our property line to where they dumped it is 57 feet.
57 feet.
57 feet.
Matthew, you talked about it a little bit, but were the experiences of other families living near the landfill either similar or different from Sheila's and the Holt family?
It is certainly the case that there are other families in the area who have suffered physical harm and property damage. The stark difference with what happened to Sheila and her family is that nobody told them that they were drinking contaminated water, showering with contaminated water, cooking with contaminated water. Nobody told them for nearly a decade. So while other families certainly also had some exposure, they were warned as soon as anyone knew that what they were doing was dangerous.
Why do you think that was?
We think that the obvious difference is race. The Holt family is an African-American family. As Sheila mentioned, they have long roots in the community. And we think this is a pretty stark example of intentional racial discrimination.
How much of it is the responsibility of property owners to monitor well water?
Well, had it not been for the government agency coming into our home and doing the testing, it would be on the property owner to test their own wells. But why would we, when they were doing the testing and giving us letters saying that everything was okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You continue on in this fight. Did you ever reach a moment where you thought, you know, maybe you were wasting your time, that you really couldn't ever win this kind of a case?
Of course. It's been really a hard fight. But it seemed like every time that I would get really low, somebody would come along and give me a shoulder to lean on. And then eventually I met Matthew and the NAACP Legal Defense. And then
getting a lot of support at this point.
Yes, the United Church of Christ. They're all outraged. It's just really. I feel like that even though the people in Dixon County or in the state of Tennessee don't acknowledge that they've done anything wrong, we found after going through some of the state documents that they actually was testing wells of the dog pound, dogs that were waiting to be euthanized. They were making sure their water was clean, and they weren't doing that with my family. And it's refreshing to know that there are people outside of that state and that county that are outraged and they're willing to stand with us.
What's come of the company that did this dumping, as you allege?
There's actually sort of a tortured corporate history here. The company that was one of the largest environmental polluters in the area has been acquired, reacquired, divided into divisions, split off, and acquired yet again by numerous parent companies over the years. So right now, the most direct successor company is in bankruptcy proceedings in New York.
Mm-hmm. You've filed against several folks in this case, but the Federal Environmental Protection Agency also played a key role, yet they're no longer included as defendants. Can you explain why?
Yes. Sheila was first in touch with us in the late winter of 2006, and we started working with her in early 2007. They were working with an attorney who filed a lawsuit on their behalf in 2003 and then added civil rights claims in late 2004 when Sheila first learned that her family had been treated differently from other white families. The specific law that was alleged to have been broken is Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Title VI doesn't apply to agencies of the federal government, and so EPA was dismissed as a defendant.
Sheila, you've talked a little bit early on about what the community is like and has been like. Is your family still resides along Eno Road, correct?
Yes. My grandfather has owned this particular property for over 70 years, and we have a 150-acre farm that's totally worthless because of the contamination.
Mm-hmm. You've been diagnosed with breast cancer. You watched your father die of cancer. What do you think you and your family deserve from the county and state?
I don't think there's any monetary amount that could ever give us back my father or I know they can't give me back my health, but I think that these agencies should step up and just be responsible and try to help us out and try to clean up our property and close down the landfill that's still operational in our community and still endangering our health because they bring trash in every day and they're compromising our health on a daily basis all day long.
Sheila Holt-Orsted is one of 11 plaintiffs in the pending suit against the state of Tennessee in Dixon County. She's represented by Matthew Colangelo, an attorney with the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
News and Notes reached out to attorneys for Dixon County, the state of Tennessee, and Saltire Industrial Incorporated. All refused to appear on this program. Only Tennessee agreed to provide News and Notes with a statement. Dana Coleman, Director of Communications for the Department of Environment and Conservation, told us agencies documented the problem at the Dixon County landfill for more than 20 years, where the department determined TCE was present at levels above protective limits. It initiated immediate and aggressive actions to protect local citizens. This included sampling, providing bottled water and filtration units, and a grant to pay for needed waterline expansions. And Timothy Potter, attorney for Dixon County, did tell the Washington Post, quote, "The county considers any allegations that Holt family members were the victims of racism to be baseless and unfounded."